You're listening to SBS News.
Members of Parliament in Britain set up an inquiry to look at how Britain tackled the COVID-19 pandemic early on and how it could improve its health response. That report has found the government approach, backed by its scientists, was to try to manage the situation and aim to achieve herd immunity by infection. This led to a delay in introducing the first lockdown, costing thousands of lives. The MP inquiry says government ministers failed to question their scientific advisers and a dangerous mentality took hold where ministers felt pressured to conform. UK Minister Stephen Barclay refused to apologise for the missteps on British television, but admitted there are lessons to learn.
We followed throughout the scientific advice. We got the vaccine deployed extremely quickly. We protected our NHS from the surge of cases.
But the MP's report said the nation's vaccination rollout was a major health success. It said from research and development through to delivery, the vaccination plan was one of the most effective initiatives in UK history. Sadly, coronavirus case numbers are surging in Romania, which has recorded its highest daily infections and deaths since the pandemic began. But in Pakistan, health authorities reported fewer than 700 coronavirus cases for the first time since June as infections steadily decline. In the United States, home to the highest case tally at more than 44 million, the Biden administration is highlighting the death toll as it encounters resistance to vaccine mandates. The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, is issuing an executive order barring employers and others from imposing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, is taking similar steps. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says leaders need to focus on saving lives and ending the coronavirus pandemic.
Well, I think it's pretty clear when you make a choice that's against all public health information and data out there. It's not based on what is in the interest of the people you are governing. It's perhaps in the interest of your own politics.
In New York, a judge has declined to block a vaccine mandate for teachers and education staff. Attorney Suyata S. Gibson says she is worried about the future for young people.
I'd say it's a loss for the children of New York City who are suffering extremely, not having thousands of teachers that they desperately need in their schools.
There has also been opposition to a US travel decision for some vaccinated visitors, with Cuban health authorities calling it unfair. The US will only accept travellers who have received vaccines approved by the World Health Organization, while the vaccines delivered to Cubans are still under review. And later this week, the US Food and Drug Administration is convening its independent advisers to determine the viability of having extra shots. A final decision is not expected for at least a week. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.